Brian Cashman for two straight years, an Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole-led team, feels like, for better or for worse, has more or less been asleep at the wheel at the deadline. Okay? Now, you want to say they added Benintendi a couple years ago? Fine.
Same year.
I understand that. But the deals really didn't pan out.
Added Bader.
Okay. Dealt Montgomery. It was a deal for a deal. Okay. Yeah. I still liked the deal. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Overall, we have been very underwhelmed by Brian Cashman at the deadline.
Yeah.
And I don't trust that he's being as proactive right now until he proves me otherwise. I feel as if we are going to get the line that we get constantly from Brian Cashman around this time.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton is good as a trade deadline deal. Jason Dominguez is as good as a trade deadline deal. You know we're going to get Nick Birdie, John Birdie, the Birdcage. We're getting them all back.
Those
are as good as trade deadline deals. My prediction as a Yankee fan, while I won't give up on the team because I think we'll see a lot of the team that resembled April May, so I don't want to make this fully negative.
Yeah.
We are going to be sold a bill of goods, and ultimately, I think the Yankees, we're about to be handed a big old crap sandwich at the trade deadline. And that's the way I believe. And they'll do something small.
Yeah.
Something small.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to get a major move here.
Yeah, I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. And I think you're not wrong about the deadlines necessarily, but your wording is poor.
Okay.
On just the idea that Brian Cashman sat it out or was asleep behind the wheel. Last year's team was not this year's team. Last year's team was awful.
And why were they awful, Chris?
Oh, because of Brian Cashman.
Okay, thank you.
Totally agree.
Ignored the left field in the offseason?
Oh, terrible. He had last year's offseason might be the worst of his career.
Yeah.
He was terrible, the roster was terrible. That team didn't have the answers you're talking about now. There was no sense in attacking the trade deadline last year. 2 years ago, they were in a playoff position. They were leading the division, and he wasn't asleep at the wheel. He made trades that didn't work, but he was out there.
He wasn't aggressive enough that he let Castillo go to Seattle.
That's it. That's one player, and everybody tells you that the package they gave up was almost better than anything the Yankees could have done anyway.
Okay.
They traded for the fact that
deal happened a week before the deadline is exactly my point.
Yeah.
A.J. Puck could have been a Yankee.
Yeah, but we don't know what they're
going to get. Call on him before he was traded?
I don't know.
I think, the perception, and I could be completely wrong on this, is that Brian Cashman sits back and waits because of the New York Yankees and wants to capitalize on sellers' desperation to get rid of guys on the deadline instead of being proactive.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He made a bunch of trades that year. He traded for Bader. He traded for Montas. He traded for Benintendi. Like, he made a bunch of trades, left-handed trades, to try and do it. The year before, 21, they go out and get Gallo. We laugh at it now. It's a terrible trade. He was on pace to hit 45 home runs, two-time All-Star. Evan Roberts, the great Evan Roberts, called me on the way home congratulating me on the Yankees trading for Joey Gallo.
Then we should have known that was the kiss of death
And they added Rizzo. Like, the idea that he sits these out, he's never asleep behind the wheel. Has he made...
Never asleep behind the wheel.
Has he made moves that have always worked? No. 2022, you look back at it,
DJ LeMahieu to be the third baseman
I meant at the trade deadline specifically. At the trade deadline specifically. He made a handful of deals in 22. A left-handed hitter they needed, Bader the center fielder they needed.
If he's never asleep at the wheel...
They were the wrong guys. They were bad trades. I'm not defending
them.
But don't tell me he sits them out or that he's unaware of what's going on.
If he felt that way last year, that the team wasn't good enough...
Correct.
They could have sold a couple pieces.
Who?
I have to go back. Maybe he was hurt at the time.
Gleyber Torres is the only one.
Yeah. Okay. You could have traded Gleyber Torres. I mean,
you're still trying. The Yankees can't just give up. The Yankees just can't give up. Who's going to trade for DJ LeMahieu?
Last year?
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu. Don't tell me the injury. They did Bader 2 years ago.
No, I understand that, but Bader was going to be healthy and was a Gold Glove caliber center field and not making any money. DJ LeMahieu is making $15 million.
A batting champion like that?
What are you going to get for him?
That's the answer? What are you going to get for him?
Yeah, and also, you got to understand, they can't punt. Even with that lineup.
Why not? They punted a couple years ago.
In 16, that's it. That's
okay.
It. One time, they were aging and he was finally allowed to do it. It's just with Judge and the contract and everything that just happened, they weren't going to punt on last year. They weren't going to trade away prospects for it either. Like, last year, I don't blame him for being inactive. I don't. The team wasn't good enough.
Man.
And 2 years ago, he was active. Again, I'm not defending the trades. They almost all exclusively failed. He did a terrible job and had a terrible deadline. But he might have a terrible deadline this time.
I just see it coming.
But
When I woke up this morning and
there's
saw
not
going to
be no presents under the tree. There's going to be presents under the tree. One of them just might be a juicer that we hate, and we were expecting toys.
I love my parents to death. Mm-hmm. They did the best they could, and I would never trade my childhood for anything.
Yeah.
I look back at some of the Christmas pictures I had, and you know, those years I was super excited for a pack of construction paper as a big gift.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like the Yankees are going to get this year.
No, listen.
They're going to get the bullpen arm with the 4 ERA and a third baseman who maybe is, you know, a 10th player in a lineup.
Yeah, listen, I'll be disappointed if that's it, but they're going to make moves.